I love World Communion Sunday because I have a sense of being joined with Christians in many nations, many races, languages, different styles of worship. And when we look at our world, we look at our community, we see a great need for peace. And World Communion to me signifies we are all one. And being one, we have peace with one another. And it gives me hope in the face of our world that's torn by war, violence, and hatred. The book of Lamentations, that portion we read this morning, or Lisa read this morning, comes out of the time of the exile when the nation of Israel was destroyed and many of the people were carried away into captivity in Babylonia. And it was a time of suffering. And it begins with a statement of, oh, I'm homeless. I've got all these issues. I don't understand. I'm suffering. But then the author says, but this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. I have hope this morning for peace between Gaza and Israel. It isn't certain yet. It isn't settled yet. But both parties have come together with some basic agreements that they didn't agree to before, but they still got a lot of details to work out. But still, there is great progress and there is great hope. Because peace seems so difficult for us, and yet the need for peace seems so great. And among the people of Gaza, their suffering has been immense. But we look at the world, hatred, gun violence, senseless killing, fear of terrorism. So not only do we have a conflict in Gaza, but we have a conflict between Russia and Ukraine. We have the Palestinians that live not in Gaza, but the rest of Palestine are under the gun, being ruled by Israel and being often attacked by settlers. If you look at Central America, we have all the gang violence there. We have gang violence in the city streets of the United States. But the author of Lamentation says, yet hope returns when I remember this one thing. The Lord's unfailing love and mercy still continue, fresh as the morning, as sure as the sunrise. Wow. But how is this possible? Jesus told his disciples that if you had faith as big as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, pull yourself up by the roots and plant yourself in the sea, and it would obey you. Well, I guess I don't have the faith the size of a mustard seed. But I do have a certain amount of faith. The thing to remember is that with God, all things are possible. And we only have to look at South Africa to see what has happened there over the last, 10 or 15 years, where apartheid with white supremacy and white rule has been set aside. And the people overcame this in peaceful ways. The leadership from both sides came together and said, let's work this out. Let's work this out. Or look at Northern Ireland. For years, the Protestants and the Catholics were killing each other, essentially. It wasn't an open war, but it was terrorism. It was one tit for tat, one side kills somebody, so the other side kills somebody. And it came to an end when the leadership said, I don't want my grandchildren to live through this. I want there to be peace. And the killing has stopped. They still have a level of conflict. They still have, in Belfast, a huge gate blocking off the Protestant section of the city from the Catholic section of the city. And that gate closes every night. People are working to try to overcome that. People are working to try to work with children so that children can grow up with both Catholics and Protestants together and discover they're not quite so different as we thought, as they thought. You know, there is some hope. There is hope that where there have been wrongs committed, there will be forgiveness. Where there has been deep wounds of the body and the spirit, that those wounds can be healed. That people on both sides can be set free from fear and hatred. And you know, God offers us peace. And God offers us inner peace, that we can feel at peace even in spite of the conflict, hate, or violence in the world around us. That's pretty remarkable. The Reverend Dr. Mitri Rahib is a Palestinian Christian. He served as a pastor at the Christmas Lutheran Church in Bethlehem, the Bethlehem in Palestine, prior to his retirement. Now he's retired from the ministry, but he serves as the president of the Dar el Kalima University in Bethlehem, a university which he founded. He had the vision, and he was able to get the land for this, which was amazing, and acquire funds to construct the university's campus and hire staff. He's an amazing man. Anyway, I was privileged to meet him in 2006 when I was on a study trip of Israel and Palestine. And in his book, he's written a number of books. He wrote this Bethlehem Besieged in 2002, recounting their experience in Bethlehem when the Israeli army rolled their tanks and shot up the city. And but in this book, he holds up hope in the face of the Israeli military's invasion. Here's his words. Christian hope holds that it is never too late for faith and action and acts of compassion. Christian hope does not surrender to the forces of death and despair, but challenges them. Christian hope is to call upon those in the dark tunnel, in the valleys of death, to come forth, as did Lazarus from the tomb, because here is someone who is the resurrection and the life. He was able to maintain hope. When I was there, I purchased a cross that was made in their workshop, that they have a workshop and they produce all sorts of neat, wonderful things that they sell to the tourists to raise some funds. I bought a cross made out of broken glass that they cleaned up after the Israeli invasion. And to me, this is a great sign of hope, that out of the destruction can come hope in Christ. He concludes his book with these words, holding to a hopeful vision in the context of war gives hope a new meaning. It is no longer something we see, but something we practice, something we live, something we advocate, something we plant. At times when we feel as if the world must be coming to an end tomorrow, our call is not to wait, not to cry, nor to surrender. Rather, our only hopeful vision is to go out today into our garden, into our society, and plant olive trees. If we don't plant any trees today, there will be nothing tomorrow. But if we plant a tree today, there will be shade for the children to play in. There will be oil to heal the wounds. And there will be olive branches to wave when peace arrives. This is World Communion Sunday. We focus on Christ's incredible gift. We focus on how we are one with Christians around the world. And we raise up our hope for peace. Peace that can amaze us. Peace that can overcome our doubts and our despair. Peace for a world created in God's image. Let us find ways to sow the seeds of peace or plant olive trees as we gather around the table today.